Good morning, Packers fans. It's Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It's May the 4th. May the 4th be with you, all you nerds out there. I love you all so much. The Packers, Aaron Rodgers, still a topic of conversation. Who'd have thunk? It hasn't even been a week yet. Just think about that. Think about how much this has taken up your headspace, because I know it's taken up a lot of mine. I woke up last night at literally 3:30 a.m. with this shit on my mind. But think about how much this is taking up your headspace. And it hasn't even been a week. Can they keep this up for 3 months? I mean, what is going to happen here? We got to hear from Rodgers. We got to get some kind of resolution. And I don't think it's coming anytime soon. But I have no idea how long they can keep this up. Of course, they're going to be dribs and drabs from the media. Like yesterday, letting us know via the NFL Network that the release of Jake Kumerow was the final straw. Like, what are we even doing here? Come on. Come on. I know Aaron Rodgers is made of sterner stuff than that. He's got to be. There's no way. Come on. Just. Good morning, everybody in the chat. Good to see you all. David, thanks for the super chat. When are we getting subliminal comments from JK47 on Rodgers? I'm sure they're coming, David. Everyone's got to check in at some point. We got a cryptic tweet from Davante Adams yesterday. I'm sure something from the weapon is on its way sooner rather than later. What cringy Star Wars jokes do you have today? Hey, never tell me the odds, Big B. Samuel, thanks for the super chat. What if Rodgers wants 3 years guaranteed? Maybe that's part of the discussion. Maybe that's part of what the Packers have been trying to push back against. Maybe that is why he is throwing this hissy fit, because they won't give it to him. Who knows? I have no idea. You'd have to ask Russ Ball that question. 12 is losing public and fan support. I don't think that's true, Matt. I think that he's got plenty of support. I think there are plenty of fans who are like, kick Gutekunst to the curb, which they'll never do. But, I'm not sure I agree with the police work on that one. Niklov Vislom, thank you for the super chat. Thank you for all you do here from Denmark. Well, thanks for tuning in. Good morning from New York City. I hope you're well, and thank you very much for the support. Very much appreciated. Josh, thanks for the super chat. At least it's engagement gold, so you and Cheesehead TV have that going for you, which is nice. I ain't going to lie, Josh. The numbers are great. I mean, it's not my doing. I'm not the one making it a story, but there it is. Although, apparently, according to someone on Twitter yesterday, I am part of the problem. Like, I need to help reach a resolution between the two parties. Me, Aaron Nagler. This is where we're at on Twitter right now. It's great. The engagement's great. Jill, what was Devontae's tweet? Devontae tweeted, I can't remember it verbatim, but it was, you got to appreciate what you got, or you never know what you got till it's gone. Every rose has its thorn. No, it wasn't that last one, but it was something along those lines. And Aaron Rodgers liked it. Oh, the drama. The drama. This is a picture of Aaron Rodgers right now. Just stirring, baby. Just stirring. Loving it. Loving every second of it. Dennis, thanks for the super chat. Do you think this whole situation could interfere with the team's preparation for the season? No, but only up to a point. If this drags into the camp, then yes, no question about it. But during the off season, probably not. There'll clearly be some stuff they miss out on the offensive side of the ball, as far as trying to push their playbook forward. Obviously they want Aaron Rodgers' input in that regard, and he won't be there to get, but no, the off season stuff I'm not too worried about. But yeah, if it drags into camp, yeah, then you could be looking at, some complications, as the case may be. I'm not a fan of this moment in Packers history. Dan, I feel you, man. But it's just a moment. Fleeting. Don't worry about it. You asked 12 to call you plenty of times. You've tried to help. Now it's J-Love's turn to call. Hey, David, I put it out there yesterday. Yesterday evening, told Jordan to give me a call. We'll see if he does. See if he goes the opposite route of 12, who never did. Glad to see that you agree they need to give us some answers soon. Julie, I mean, yeah, they do and they don't, right? I mean, they aren't beholden to the idea of having to provide whatever the flashpoints are in their disagreements. You know, we don't need a TikTok. We don't need a rundown of everything that's been said back and forth, etc. Although I'm sure some leaks are coming in that regard. But it would be nice to hear from the major principals. We've heard from Mark Murphy. We've heard from Brian Gutekunst. We've heard from Matt LaFleur. Aaron Rodgers is the only one we haven't heard from. So, yeah, it'd be great to get him on record talking about whatever the hell is wrong. People who actually think Rodgers will be traded, LOL, 0% shot he is traded. Hartzheim, I would put it at zero. I put it at 0.00000000001%. Never say never, man. But yeah, the likelihood is unlikely. Hey, Nags, do you think this really all boils down to Rodgers not having any say in personnel? No. I don't think it's any one thing. I really don't. And certainly not that he hasn't been consulted when it comes to the roster construction, although I do think that miffs him from time to time. I just think it's a buildup of, 16 years of little things here and there, all kind of cascading into one moment. And obviously, the drafting of Jordan Love was a huge kind of watershed change of direction in their relationship, one that they apparently have not been able to recover from. But I don't think it's any one thing. I do think, it bugs him sometimes when he's not asked about stuff or when Jake Kumerow is released the day after he's praising him on the radio. I think that all is part and parcel. Like, that's all part of the dam that's been built up, right? But I don't think it's any one thing. I think it's all come to a head after years and years and years of frustration more than anything else. Do you think praising Kumerow was Rodgers testing Gutekunst because 12 knew Jake might get cut? Possibly. I'd love to ask that question to Mr. Rodgers if he would ever make himself available. I mean, instant kind of gut response to that question is probably not. I would doubt it, but you never know. It is Aaron Rodgers. He is calculating and hella smart. Knows what the fuck he's doing. So maybe, but I doubt it. I don't think so. Is anyone else a bit surprised that we didn't draft or sign any edge players? Seems like the writing's on the wall for Preston leaving only Gary and maybe Z. Lewis, I'm with you. I said all leading up all to the draft that, I wouldn't be surprised if they drafted some kind of edge player because of what the future looks like. But, you can only make the board do so much, and sure, probably more likely than not that the value wasn't there when it was presented. They were on the clock or were within striking distance. And their ability to move up or down, I just think they probably didn't fall that way. Now, maybe something shakes out here in the offseason. As Brian Gutekunst always talks about, roster construction is a 365-day-a-year business. So I don't doubt for a second that they're not going to stop looking at that position. Whether it's free agency, whether it's the waiver wire, whether it's even a trade, I got to think that's a spot they'll continue to look at. I mean, it kind of has to be for the reason you just outlined. What else we got here? Levi, thanks for the super chat. Nags, if 12 leaves because of lack of trust in Gutekunst, could you see other players losing faith in him as well? That's an interesting question. Not directly. But I do think that there is, how can I say this? I do think there is a general frustration in the locker room with not just Gutekunst, but personnel and the way they communicate or don't when it comes to contract negotiation, players going into contract years. I know that I've spoken to several players, both ones who have been paid and gotten big deals and guys who have hoped for deals and haven't gotten them. And, I just think the general perception of the front office is, not that they don't trust them. I think they all trust the fact that Gutekunst and company are trying to do the best for the franchise and trying to put the best team out there. I don't think there's any question there, but I do think there is a lack of trust that they are getting the straight shot from the general manager when it comes to, just being respectful and having an open line of communication. And I think that's a big part of what Rodgers is frustrated about. You guys saw my little tirade about Mark Murphy the other day. I mean, this is the one fucking team that should have some experience here and should be able to go, okay, we don't want to do that again. And then they still didn't talk to Aaron before they drafted a quarterback. Learn from your fucking mistakes, people. And I think that's more than anything when it comes to the player side, that's probably the frustration. And I don't think it's a lack of trust as far as trying to put a great team on the football field. I think they trust that Gutekunst is going to try and do that. And some of the other stuff that's maybe not so cut and dry. Vex, thanks for the super chat. A lot of drama for a QB who couldn't get it done versus Tampa Bay and who Matt LaFleur was brought in to save. Damn. Good morning, Vex. Came to get something off your chest, huh? I hear you, man. I hear you. But, you know, Aaron Rodgers wasn't out there alone against Tampa Bay. There were a lot of other people involved. And Matt LaFleur's scheme has certainly helped. No doubt about it. Certainly pushed him to an MVP level. No question about it. But Aaron Rodgers is still a bad man. And he's still a big, big, big reason they've won as many games as they have over the last decade. So I get the frustration. I get being tired of the drama. I understand that. But I could never be so dismissive of Aaron Rodgers. Sorry. William, thanks for the super chat. It's going to be hard looking at a QB for the Packers without Rodgers' touchdown interception ratio. Well, yeah, that, you're never going to see that again, by the way. So get used to it. Yeah, this idea that, you remember with Brett, it was like when he threw the ball, it was like, okay, 50-50 chance. It's going to our guy. With Aaron, it's like such a shock to the system when he does throw an interception because he throws so few of them. Any info on family night? Not yet, Tommy. I don't think family night is top of mind at 1265 Lombardi at the moment. But I got to think they'll be, you know, forthcoming with some of the off-season and summer plans sometime soon, the next couple weeks. Schedule releases on the 12th of May, probably just after that. I would think they would start putting stuff out there. Well, we'll see. He won't speak, be honest, because it's his selfishness and ego that are the problem. I respectfully disagree, Josh. And check out my video about where blame inside 1265 Lombardi lays. And I'm not absolving Aaron Rodgers. I just got to hear from the guy. You know, it's hard to know what to make of it all without hearing from the man himself. We've heard lots of reports. We've heard lots of things attributed to him, but I haven't heard from him. And so until I do, I can't really sit here and say, always being a big baby. Now, there are certainly things that have come out that if they are true, and he does back that up, and he does come out and say, yes, I want Gutekunst fired, or yes, Jake Kumerow was the last draw, then yeah, I'll be ready to go down that road with you. But right now, I got to hear from the man himself. Michael Douglas loved you in Romancing the Stone. Thanks for the super chat. Domoski gave a 95% chance Rodgers is traded. How could he come to that figure? Also, are you expecting a deal to get done before June 1st? I have no idea. You'd have to ask Rob on his calculations there. Never tell me the odds, though. It's May the 4th, baby. Stay on target. Am I expecting a deal to get done before June 1st? You mean for Rodgers? No. I fully expect this to last all summer, which I can't handle, but that's what I'm expecting. Maybe Alex Van Pelt and Touchdown Jesus were the last straw. Nathan, I think Alex Van Pelt plays a lot more into his frustrations than people probably realize and or give it credit. But that was McCarthy. That was 100% McCarthy's call. And I understand Rodgers being upset about it. But that's what I talk about when I talk about the frustrations that have built up. Now, obviously, that has nothing to do with Brian Gutekunst. But it is just another piece kind of put on the pile of frustrations throughout the year. You know, it all adds up, man. It all adds up. And that's why I say I get it. I understand where he's coming from, you know, but I guess I need to hear from the guy. When it's all said and done, the Bears still suck. Rich Miller getting down to the heart of it. Absolutely. Amar, good morning, buddy. How are you? Thanks for the super chat. Do you think there's any truth to LaFleur not knowing about Love being picked? Also, I agree with Rodgers that he should be in the loop like Brady, Dalton, etc., but don't need his permission. Hate this drama. Yeah, and not only Brady getting the heads up, Andy Dalton getting the heads up. Hell, Kirk Cousins got a heads up. The Vikings were going to be drafting a quarterback. That's what I mean when I say the Packers are the one team that should have learned from the Favre nonsense and didn't. I don't know, man. I can't help you there. It's as frustrating as... I'm as frustrated as you are with that. But do I think there's any truth to LaFleur not knowing about Love being picked? No. I think that's a calculated leak. Intent on shifting perceptions. I can't imagine. I can't fathom Matt LaFleur not knowing there was at least a possibility that Jordan Love was going to be selected. Ann, morning. Thanks for the super chat. Could the reporting... relationship of Matt and Brian to Mark Murphy caused the alleged communication issues with Aaron. I doubt it. I mean, sure, there's a possibility that maybe that played into it a bit, but I got to think this is much more just about direct communication between, or lack thereof, between Brian and Aaron. I can't see how the separation of those two positions and the silo, the unsiloing, if you will, and the fact of putting them on the same level playing field as far as both reporting to Mark rather than Matt reporting to Goody. I can't imagine that played into it. Other than, like I said, it's just a lack of communication between GM and player. There's always an outside chance, right? But I would tend to doubt it. BJP, thanks for the super chat. Packers have not publicly said they've offered extension. Aaron wants that and recently said not much has changed. Keep it simple, stupid. Yeah, that's the reporting, though. That's what we have to work with. And I don't think Murphy said it in his five thing, but I do think it was alluded to and or mentioned in one of Gutekunst's press conferences. I'll have to go back and look. Andrew, thanks for the super chat. I understand the circumstances are different, but how does this happen twice in the same organization? At some point, you got to start asking questions. Pappies. Andrew, that's what I said last week. Yes, 1,000,000,000%. Learn from your mistakes. It is absolutely absurd that they're in this situation again. Patently absurd. Learn from your mistakes. I mean, it also doesn't help that Rodgers is insanely sensitive. I mean, that is kind of the one variable here that they're dealing with. But yes. This is more drama than my high school, and that's hard to do. I hear you, Big B, man. I hear you. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Do you think there are players in the locker room who can't afford to take years off getting pissed at 12's antics? Yeah, of course. Everybody. Man, you're making money. 12's antics are going to be whatever they are, but you still got to show up and perform, or you're going to get cut, not have a job, go someplace without a contract, you know, with a less contract, etc. Yeah, no, the 12 thing is very separate from most guys. Like, yes, there are a few who will be affected, especially the guys who are close to Aaron. But for the most part, it's like going to be 90 dudes in that building who, or 89 dudes in that building who just got to get to work. Yes, 1,000%. They don't have time to waste. The average career in the NFL is what, 3.5 years? You don't want to waste a year pissing away like just because of this drama. No. Yes, of course. 1,000,000%. So he hasn't called you. No. No, he has not. Paul, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nags, does the fact that the Packers wouldn't trade what would probably be some premium picks and players for Rodgers indicate some nervousness about Love? No, I don't think so. I just think they know their best shot to win a Super Bowl is with Aaron Rodgers. Now, I just think it's not so much nervousness about Love. It's just a lack of any kind of information. You know, the guy was redshirted basically last year, inactive for every game, and that was clearly the plan when they drafted him. You know, Tim Boyle was the backup. The man probably got very limited reps in practice, probably ran scout team a lot. But now they've bumped him up the ladder, so to speak, and they're going to gather more information. I don't think it's a nervousness. It's just, I mean, think about it. I mean, Jordan Love is your starter. God knows, you go anywhere from like 5 wins to hopefully maybe 10 wins. With Aaron Rodgers, you have a legit chance to win every single game and win the Super Bowl. I mean, that's a no-brainer as far as I'm concerned. John, thanks for the super chat. Well, baby, I don't want to take advice from fools. I'll just figure everything is cool until I hear from you. John out here singing this morning, the Packers Daily Chat. 16 years is a long time for stuff to build up. Got that right, Huddle. Absolutely. 1,000% correct. Elliot, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nags, been a couple days since I've watched any draft picks you are skeptical about. No, man, you know me. I am all in on every draft pick. Come on now, here. Let me throw up the official Cheesehead TV draft review for you. Nobody knows. There you go. There you go. Nobody knows, dude. Come on. Yeah, wait, let me do this correctly now so we get a full, oh, yeah, full screen. Nobody knows, dude. Nobody knows. I am hopeful and rooting for each and every one. Each and every one of these young gentlemen, I'm all in on. They are now members of the Green Bay Packers, and I am huge. I am a huge fan of each and every one of them. It's pretty simple, right? I mean, look, are all of them going to be successful? No. You know, are they each going to come into the NFL and light the world on fire? Of course not. But, man, I'm hoping for that, and I'm pulling for it. That's just me. This is how I'm wired, man. I'm down with it. Nuclear family, thanks for the super chat. Teams are just giving quarterbacks the heads up after Rodgers' saga. I love Shanahan and how open he is, but aren't his comments about Aaron Rodgers tampering? Not in the strictest sense, but maybe. I don't think so. He was asked a question. And he should probably punt on that, but I don't know if teams are just giving quarterbacks a heads up after the Rodgers saga. I don't think that's true. I think that's been a pretty normal mode of operation around the league for a while now. Dustin, thanks again. Hey, Nags, thanks for doing this. Have you noticed McGargy isn't even doing it, saying that anymore? What is this world coming to, man? First Aaron Rodgers drama, now this. Ain't nothing to believe in anymore. Trade Jordan Love for Kumerow, extend 12 to 2029, win all the Super Bowls. Thoughts? Dustin, I love this plan. I'm all in. Let's do it. Blake. Next, rate Stokes' hips on a scale of Maude Carroll to Shakira. Wow. Better than Maude Carroll, not quite Shakira. How's that? And he's got the speed to make up for it. Justin, thanks for the super chat. Trade 12 to the Giants. Good luck there, buddy. He ain't getting traded. TKM, good to see you at your post. Thanks for your super chat. Okay, wait, Nags. Aaron Rodgers wants to be able to complete his career in Green Bay. Is it so hard to say we will let you play year to year without a contract? But he wants a contract. I thought that was the whole point. I mean, I'm sure they would love it. Yeah, the Packers would welcome that. But he's the one who doesn't want that. He wants a commitment. He wants a commitment. TKM. He wants to be wanted. He wants to feel appreciated, you know, by the team that gave him, made him literally the highest paid player in the history of the league just two short years ago. Doesn't feel the love. I'm kidding, but kind of not. Noah, thanks for the super chat. All I got to say is at least the roster is future proof. No matter what happens with Rodgers, we will have a young, talented team that can grow together. I mean, in some places, yeah, but there's also some vets, are, you know, that might be kind of on the precipice of maybe departing. I think the roster will definitely look different in 2022. But, yeah, there's a good young nucleus. I don't think there's any question there, including a good young quarterback you can build around. Grafting Diamond, thanks for the super chat. Rodgers for two firsts plus Judy and Sertan is never happening, but thank you for entering the realm of fantasy. Do you think this strategy is more Dunn or Rodgers? Austin, thanks for the super chat. That is an excellent question. It's a potent mix, right? Dunn clearly has the experience with the Carson Palmer situation years ago. And Aaron Rodgers is just petty and vindictive enough to go with it, you know? But that's what makes him great. I'm never gonna deny Rodgers and his ability to hold a grudge is part of his mental makeup and his just incredible drive to prove everybody wrong, to get the last word. It's made him as the great that he is. It is very Michael Jordan-esque, and he always has been. I think you combine that with Dunn and his experience. Yeah, it's probably a balance, but yeah, I don't know. I think it's a potent combination between those two. Anthony, thanks for the super chat. Truth behind the pack trying to draft Jefferson and Ayuk. Niners traded up for Ayuk. Did the pack just take the best available with the Jordan Love pick? I know calls were made. That's all we know. We don't know with who or how aggressive Brian was trying to be with either of those guys. Jordan Love was reportedly, now who knows the truth of this, but reportedly the last kind of highly rated prospect on their board. And so Brian seemingly said, I'm going to go get him. So, I mean, I know the reports that are out there, and some of them are conflicting, but it's hard to say with any kind of confidence until and unless someone who was in the room talks on the record about it, or even off the record, because I haven't been able to get that. But, you know, I tend to think, yeah, there's some truth behind the idea that Jordan Love was the best player still available on the board. And he made that move thinking, okay, I'm going to get a young guy to sit behind my superstar. Q King, thanks for the super chat. Can we get more than the other intro you played? Nope. That's it. That is the theme music for Packers Daily, buddy. Get used to it. Javier, thanks for the super chat. The Bills developed a raw, uber-talented, inaccurate quarterback while playing him. It wasn't pretty at first, but it worked in a relatively short time. I'm pretty confident that Matt LaFleur can do the same if need be. I love this attitude, Javier. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. And that's not to say that Jordan Love is Josh Allen. No one's saying that. He's not saying that. I'm not saying that. But yes, get him on the field playing and let him develop. 100% could happen. Now, there's no guarantees. Just because it worked with Josh Allen, the NFL is littered. There is a long line of quarterbacks who, or as you described, raw and inaccurate and got to play and were just terrible forever. That is certainly played out more than once in the NFL. There's no way of knowing what Jordan Love is going to be. But could it go this route? Absolutely. 1,000%. No question. All right, everybody. I'm going to have to get going. Can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day here on Packers Daily, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. on the social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. And join me tonight, 5 p.m. Eastern, on the YouTube channel. I'll be doing live Packers trivia every day, usually. It didn't yesterday because I was getting my shot, but most days, most weekdays, 5 p.m. Eastern on the YouTube channel. We play a fun game of Packers trivia. It's live. It's a lot of fun. Please stop by. Join us for that. It's a good time had by all, except for Big B, who continually comes in second place. In the meantime, please hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. May the 4th be with you. Go Pack, go.